It's the dispute that never dies, foresters versus conservationists in Tasmania. There was a deal designed to end the decades-long dispute by protecting more than 500,000 hectares of native forest and compensating the timber industry. But Tony Abbott has promised to unlock the key forests protected in a new World Heritage Area set up under the agreement. The newly elected Liberal MPs in Tasmania are saying they'll do all they can to get rid of a deal that environmentalists and the timber industry spent years negotiating. It may not be easy, Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The war between loggers and environmentalists has been raging in Tasmania's forests for the past 30 years. A multi-million dollar deal designed to bring peace has been negotiated between the old enemies and endorsed by the state and federal Labor governments. The biggest win for the environmentalists was the 170,000 hectares of trees that was added to the Tasmanian World Heritage Area in June. But the coalition opposes that extension and will seek to have it revoked. Newly elected Tasmanian Liberal MP Andrew Nikolic says the entire forest policy must be scrapped.
We don't need any more lockups. What we need to do is leverage a valuable, sustainable industry for our state. When you think about it, forestry and mining constitute 56% of Tasmania's exports. We cannot get rid of those valuable industries and not expect an awful impact on our economy.
But the new federal government doesn't have the power to stop the Labor government in Tasmania from creating more reserves. To scrap the entire peace deal, they need a Liberal win at the next state election in March to follow through on their promise. The Tasmanian Liberal leader Will Hodgman says he's ready to unravel the agreement that he describes as a mess.
You don't shut down the industry or lock up its resource if you want to see more jobs and more investment. Our position's clear. Tasmanians have their chance to vote, as I say, last weekend, and they'll get their chance to do so again the next day election.
But the state and federal Liberals' plan to unpick the peace deal doesn't have the support of the parties who've spent 3 years negotiating the agreement. Phil Pullinger represents the environment groups.
The agreement was a response to changes that are and have been occurring in the markets for timber products. Timber purchasers in Australia and internationally no longer want to buy timber that come from forests of outstanding natural heritage value and are looking for products that have the internationally recognised FSC certification.
While Terry Edwards is negotiating on behalf of the forest industry.
And what we will be urging the coalition to do is to consider very carefully the ramifications that will flow from any decision to unwind the outcomes of the forest agreement. And they include the requirement that markets are placing on Tasmanian forest companies to achieve Forest Stewardship Council certification. The best way to do that is through an agreement of the type we've negotiated.
Revoking the World Heritage listing won't be easy for the coalition. UNESCO has removed World Heritage listings in the past when nations have destroyed the heritage that was protected. But a member state has never withdrawn their own listing.
Felicity Ogilvie.